So, how you doing?
Good. It's been a little bit.
Yeah.
What have the past 2 months been like for you?
It's been a grind, you know, just training. That's about it. And just staying healthy and, you know, just chasing my dreams.
How did today go for you?
I feel like going great. You know, just another day on the, you know, in the bowl. Just having fun and just going out here and supporting, you know, Oregon and also myself.
Do you try to approach it like that? Like this is just normal for you, being obviously in your comfort zone?
Yeah, just being comfortable and relaxing, just going out there and having fun.
What are the scouts, do they tell you what they clocked you at in the 40?
Not yet. You know, I feel like, you know, I know I ran faster than 4.5, so that's great for me.
Has that been kind of a chip on your shoulder since the combine?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I ran 4.5 and, you know, in ninth grade, so it was like, wow, it's crazy. But, you know, I feel like it made me, you know, train harder, and it was I just use it as motivation.
So what have you been doing in your training to try to get better?
Not at all, you know, just going out here and just running again and just having fun.
What's been going on but since the combine to here? What have you been doing? Where have you been staying?
Right now I'm training at the Nike facility, you know, just training there and just having fun.
Do you feel any pressure at all to try to do better than 4.5? Is there a pressure at all?
Not at all. I just feel like just go out there and run. I just feel like I don't even have to run a 4.5. So it was just like, you know, it was crazy.
So what can you do? What is your goal when you go out to run a 40? What time are you looking for?
Just no time. Just going out there and competing and giving my best effort. That's about it.
What's the best fast you've ever been clocked at?
Not even sure.
Yeah.
We relaxed today. It's a pretty big day. It's like an audition.
Yeah, it was a great day. Just, you know, seeing all the coaches come out here, you know, and support us. And that's all it was, just going out there and competing for them and competing for myself.
Do you think there's too much emphasis on the 40 times compared to what you can do in the actual game?
Yeah.
Is there too much made of it?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people put chili on it. And, you know, it's everybody had their own opinion. But it was just great to come out here and just, like I said, compete and, you know, support Oregon.
What kind of feedback did you get today?
Same old, just go out there, just compete, and, you know, just keep a smile on my face and just have fun.
Was it slippery?
About where you might go. Did you pay any attention to this stuff?
Not at all. I just feel like, you know, just staying focused and focus on what I got to do and just keep training hard, get bigger, you know, get smarter.
You ready to get paid?
I'm not worried about that. I'm just ready to play in NFL.
Have there been specific teams that have shown more interest than others?
I talked to a lot of teams, and, you know, a lot of teams loving me, you know, where I come from and, you know, how I got to this, you know, this moment. So it's all about, you know, my background and how I came up.
Have you had many discussions with the Philadelphia Eagles?
Not really, but
no.
It's cool. I feel like I talked to a couple of people today, but yeah. We'll see how things go.
I mean, have you talked to Chip at all in this process?
I've seen him at the combine. Yeah. You know, we chit-chatted and that's about it, but you know, he's a great coach, and I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, if I do play for the Philadelphia Eagles, it'll be great. But, you know, any team I go to, I'm going to contribute, just be a playmaker for that team.
What did Chip say to you at the combine?
Go to sleep, make sure I get some rest.
Always looking out.
Your favorite team in the NFL growing up when you were a kid?
Not at all. So, you know, this is a great experience for me just to be at this level and just perform and, you know, just support, you know, where I come from and just let everybody know that, you know, just chase your dreams. That's all. It's all it takes was hard work and dedication.
What's it like being back in this building where you spent so many hours?
It was great. Just seeing all my teammates out here and, you know, the guys that came back and, you know, looking forward to them, seeing them this year, you know, perform and hopefully get that national championship.
You it looked like, at least in the past catching drills, you were doing mostly running back stuff.
Yeah.
Are you focused 100% on being a running back at the next level?
Oh, not at all. I want to just get anywhere on the field just to play and just show my ability I can play football.
What have teams talked to you about possibly being a wide receiver? Is that something you consider?
Yeah, a wide receiver, everything. Punt returner, kick returner, just somewhere on the field that I can contribute and make plays.
Is there someone in the league that you compare yourself to, that you look up to and want to kind of model your game after?
I feel like there's a couple of dudes out there that, you know, we had the same kind of game, but I feel like I have a different style of football than a lot of guys in the league. So, you know, my style, I feel like I have a new style that I'm bringing to the league, and I'm not ready to show it.
You're not ready to talk about what that style is?
Not
secret?
Okay.
How about ducks in the NFL? Anybody reached out to you, LaMichael?
I've seen LaMichael today. You know, he's a great guy. I learned a lot from him when I was playing here. And, you know, it's just great to see him. And, you know, he's, you know, chasing his dreams at the 49ers. So it's just great to see those guys, you know, keep competing and just being successful.
Anybody talk to you about your size at all in the combine?
Not at all. I feel like I got pretty bigger, and you know, I'm just growing as a player and also as a person.
When I was standing next to Mariota earlier, he said you look a lot bigger than him. How much have you put on?
I put on a couple of pounds, and you know, just getting a lot stronger, and you know, like I said, just training.
You got this kind of tennis hat going on. You picked that up at the Nike facilities. But what's the inspiration behind that style?
No, I just feel like, you know, I'm not just a football player. I'm just an athlete, so I just try to, you know, change my way. So right now I'm just in the track and field.
There you go. Very European, I guess.